Simon Shin Ches, Sif Mem Aleph. We had about schlepping along a Behem Achai V'Oif outside in the street. At Sif Mem Aleph, the Machaber discusses a lady that she could modus bana, she could schlep along her son, not just in the Karmelist, even Rishis Rabim, because we're talking about a kid who could really walk on his own. And the Machaber says we're talking about a lady that she's not really dragging him, but really he's picking up one foot and putting down the other one, picking up one foot, putting down the other one. There's always one foot on the ground and one foot up. So he's always leaning on the one foot on the ground and carrying himself. He just coaxing him and getting him to go, but really it's something he could do on his own, and he is doing on his own, and that's why it's fine. Either we should pick him up and carry him, since we have a rule of Chai Neses Atzmoy, so therefore it would not be a Melacha Deraisa, it would only be Osir B'Drabanan. So to say that you can't coax him and be Medada him on something that, even if you would carry him, it would only be Deraisa, that's a Gzeir L'Gzeir, Chazam Nagreza Gzeir L'Gzeir. That's what Mishnah Berurah explains in Halacha. Mishnah Berurah also tells us that to carry a dead body is Issa Rabban, it's Malacha Shein Tzuch Gufa, because you're not carrying because you want to get him somewhere, you're carrying because you want to get him out of the house. You don't want him in the house. I must never have the mace in the house. Now getting back to this halacha over here, that you have to be careful to drag him. Mishnah Berurah says this comes from Rashi, it's really Shal Rishonim, have learned the Gemara, but that which you can't drag him, it has to be that one foot up, one foot down, on the power of the kid all the time, that's Rashi. To carry him would be Usr, and the dragon would be considered like carrying, and be Usr Rabbanon, both the Rishis Rabim and the Karmelis. Mishnah Berurah says the Arishayim, they're Mekel, that you could drag him outright, dragging is fine, but to carry him on your shoulder, it's for sure also, Midraban, whether Stram, whether in a Karmelis. Says there are unfortunately people out there who are not Tamil Chomim, they're Maratzim, and they make a mistake, and they carry children on their shoulders in the street, and the reason is because they think that Chanois is Atzbe, the Kohen, he can walk by himself, and therefore there's no sense of carrying him at Shabbos. It's unfortunate that people make this mistake, it's a Shegig, it's a mistake they make. There's definitely Istraban to carry a person, to carry a child, even the Karmelis, and Mishnah Berurah does not tell them anything because Mutav she's shaking. I'm zidin. Let the rabbi do a shaking and not do a mezid. They're not going to listen to us anyway. A kohen who cannot walk by himself, that is a malacha deraisa to carry him according to most places can be camps to rabbim. And Mishnah Berurah says, who didn't? If somebody who's a little older, he's old enough, they would be able to walk by himself, but he's handicapped or he has some sort of illness that causes him to be unable to walk by himself, then there's no chai nois atzbay. It'll be a malacha deraisa to carry him in Mishnah Berurah. However, says Mishnah Berurah, to have a goy carry this infant, or this cotton who's handicapped, or whatever it is, that would be okay, because a shvus to shvus is mutter if there's a tzarech, and generally it's a shvus to shvus, because it's not common by us to have Rishis Rabim. It's rare to have by us Rishis Rabim. Just to point out what the Mishnah Berurah brings, that's not common to have by us Rishis Rabim, is that there's a machlokes Shenim, which comes up in many places, which I'm going to have when we get there also, in the next chelik Mishnah Berurah, what the qualifications are for Shram Deraisa. And although Mishnah Berurah encourages being machmer on that, but here it was the shayla of the guy carrying him, Mishnah Berurah allows us to make all that Rishis Rabim is not common. However, a big city like New York, where the Shishim Reba, the 600,000 people there or more, there it could be that Mishnah Berurah never would have said this, where place can hold that's Rishis Rabim Deraisa l'chol ha'deis. Now, we said that carrying a child who could walk is only Issa D'Rabbanan. However, the Mishnah Berurah says if he has like a kiss, like a wallet hanging around his neck, then some Malach Deraisa carrying the kiss. The person's clothing are bottled to him, but a random kiss that's hanging around his neck, that's not bottled to him, and there'll be Malach Deraisa on that. Shulchan Aruch Sif Mambeis, Machaber says something that's Muktzah, you're allowed to touch as long as you're moving, but even moving it a little bit, changing a little bit already because they're moving it. Mem Gimel, to Metal to Muktzah, they're blowing it, that's something that is discussed earlier in the Simen, and that's Mutter, because it's considered Tulta Begufay, it's like doing of the Shinei Kalachiyad. Sif Mamdal, a kli that got broken or shaky, you cannot break off a piece of cheres to use that as a cover for a bottle or to lean things on, because Shmur explains that breaking off the piece is a new tikkun kli and you masak a new kli, which is an isser of tikkun kli on Shabbos. Hodin, if the piece of cheres already broke off before Shabbos, now you're fixing it up, it shouldn't have sharp edges, and now you can use that as a cover for barrels or for other kalim, it's still going to be awesome. It's all included in makar patish. However, if a piece of cheres already broke off the kli, and now you just want to use that to cover a different kli, that's fine, because not doing anything to fix it or to change it, using it as a cover, it already is what it is. Just using it as a cover is fine. Sif Mamhei, the Machaber says, Usr to play with the ball, Lischa B'Kadr and Shabbos Yomtiv. The Ramah says, Yesh Matir B'Nogel Hakol. Mishnah Berurah explains that the Shagotari over here is that the Machaber holds a ball, something that's useless. It's not, it doesn't have a Shem Kli, and it's like a rock, it's Muktzah B'Gufay, it's Usr in total. And the material hold, no. The Ramah saying that no, it's not Muktzah because it has used to play ball. However, it's definitely Usr to play ball, Mishnah Berurah says, Shrabim, and even in the Karmelis, because you might come to carry more than Dal Namas. Yomtiv, you wouldn't have that issue. Then he says also, even if you don't have the issue, let's say there's an error, or let's say a yomtiv, to play on the karka, on the ground, on the dirt floor, be a problem, you might come to straighten out the floor. Shasha Shvur Agriyas. But Shnabi Moicha on Noshim and Katanim, don't understand this, they're not going to listen. Anyway, Mutiv Shishogim Ayim Azidim. Now, definitely, it's not the way someone should spend their Shabbos playing ball, and the Aruch HaShulchan over here brings up the Yerushalmi that there's a says there was a city that got destroyed because the people in that city played ball on Shabbos. It's a tremendous bazaar for Shabbos.